who flooded a hotel once upon a time. He destroyed a soap sanitizer in his Airbnb last week, and now this place resembles a crime scene. Splattered strawberries everywhere. As Rybakina serves to the forehand of Svitolina, and then a forehand cross court is missed by Rybakina, so one love, 30 all. How did that happen?
Let's just say the disc is a little congested today with laptops and monitors. We've got iPads to give us access to the scores, statistics, etc. on the outside courts. There's a pineapple, there's a massive coffee, there's some orange juice, as we touched on, some sushi, etc. And with all of this on the desk, I actually didn't have any access to seeing the court, which I thought was critical in my role. And as I've been trying to reshuffle, the strawberries and also the days and days and days old bread that has put Antoine into hospital with a little bout of food poisoning after Marcus dared him yesterday. It all went begging, so not a strong start, but no, I haven't got your pen.
It's all happening this morning. Yes, we wish Antoine Beneteau well. I can assure you the reason he's not here today is not because he's in hospital with food poisoning. Forehand cross court from Rybakina, who's facing a breakback point at 30-40. Good slice on the stretch from Svitolina, but then Rybakina steps in. There was a little gap to aim for because she'd taken Svitolina out wide, and she found that gap and she saves the break point.
And that is the defence that we've seen from Svitolina being so effective. Rybakina had her on the run. She was pushing her from this side and that. The slice forehand, nice, deep, and it stayed low. And the number four seed not able to control it. So back on serve here. A really entertaining start at one game apiece.
It is indeed. And Svitolina serves to the backhand of Rybakina but misses that first serve. So the sun is beating down. Chatrier, relatively empty at the moment, of course, 11 o'clock in the morning, on a Monday morning. It's going to take a little while to build up, but some really good matches to look forward to today, and hopefully the first two will last a little longer than the first two yesterday, when Iga Świątek took 40 minutes to see off Anastasia Potapova, and Coco Gauff was almost as quick in her straight sets win as well. Rybakina's going across court on the forehand. It clips the top of the tape and bounces wide.
The Roland Garros website has a metric devised by boffins from around the world, calculating the excitement factor of matches on court in partnership with one of the prestigious statistical firms. And they have rated this one 100%. On the excitement meter. Now, I don't think you can get any better than that.
Well, this match we're watching now?
This match here is 100%.
And we'll come back to that. Backhand return from Rybakina. And now she's running well onto her forehand, and she's just gone wide. So, 30 love. How do they come to these ratings?
Well, I suspect they measure the performances of the players in the past few months, the respective head-to-head battles, their seedings and rankings and performances at Roland Garros in the past, the ability of commentators to produce clangers in the infancy of the opening service games as they try to settle, all manner of metrics. Perhaps the sunshine may have even had a factor in terms of the roof being open.
Well, certainly based on the first 8 minutes, they could be absolutely right. We've had the two breaks of serve, and now we've got Svitolina at 40 love. She's just prowling around at the back of her court. She's got three balls in her hand. We often get the question, what are the players looking at when they choose the ball they eventually serve with? And of course, they want it to be as new as possible, not to be fluffy, to get as much speed out of it as they can. But that is a very quick return from Rybakina, and then she misses a backhand down the line, which really wasn't a huge challenge for her because Svitolina was going in the other direction.
It just went for too much. Did not need to have anywhere near as power nor anywhere near as close to the singles line. Admittedly, it's sometimes hard to know which way the player is going to go, but she had the time to actually hold that watch, which direction Svitolina was about to set off in. Not to be. So 2-1 to Svitolina after the early drop of serve. She's rebounded very nicely here. It will be fascinating to see what she does to try and upset the rhythm of Rybakina, Svitolina. as I touched on before, she's got great depth of shot. She can use touch. Her defense is exceptional, and she's been playing really well. Very popular player here. The crowd is filing in. There's some shade over the President's Reserve, but elsewhere, the sun is shining on the patrons, and Marcus is still searching for that pen.
Well, do you know what? I had two pens this morning, and they've both disappeared. I'm pretty certain that the Empress has walked off with one of them.
Almost certain to be the case.
Yeah, probably both of them, but I cannot make any notes.
Was it to do with having to... She wouldn't have to pay the massage parlor, would she?
No.
Part of the contract,
I'm assuming. All part of the deal. Because she's not got a great memory, she probably had to write down on her hand, remember to get a sharp knife for the pineapple. Oh, Stefan, I mean, there is nothing this man can't do. He has presented me with rather a nice biro. You'll be lucky to get that back, Stefan.
It looks like that was awarded for Best Producer Roland Garros 2023 last year.
Well, it's one of the many prizes that he's collected during his esteemed career. We're back in a 1-2-15 love from the President's box end, serving to the slice backhand of Svitolina. Really good deep return that forces a miss hit from Rybakina.
And that was another case in point of just disrupting the rhythm a little bit. It was a really well-angled serve from Rybakina. Lovely kick, drew Svitolina quite wide. Instead of trying to hit the topspin, she's opted for the slice. And it really skidded from near the baseline. Lovely defense again from the Ukraine star.
Nothing that she can do about that one, though. Rybakina's clubbed a big forehand right into Svitolina's forehand corner to go to 30-15. So good morning to you all, wherever you are. I appreciate it's Monday. You have your work hats on. I mean, depending on where you are in the world, you might have got through the first day already. Tell us how your week has begun. Tell us what you're most looking forward to in week two of Roland Garros, which is, I think, going to be played under much bluer skies based on the evidence this morning. Rybakina looking to go down the line on her backhand. I thought she was going to make it in regulation fashion. She's overhit it.
A slight alteration in the return that time. Svitolina again pushed very wide, and that's a tactic we might need to look for, because Rybakina's really stretched her wide on that advantage court, but drove the return, drew the error.
First serve goes into the net from Rybakina. I'm thinking as well, as fruit has been a major topic during the first week, we should do an unofficial survey and find out the favourite fruit of our listeners. And depending where they are in the world, of course, we might get some very exotic suggestions. Backhand to backhand, and then into the net as Svitolina looks to go down the line. Rybakina goes to 40-30.
Do you think Sir Andy Murray would write in about his love or lack thereof for bananas? Do you remember being in Melbourne once at the Australian Open where the topic came up and he described bananas as a pathetic fruit?
Did he? Mm. Oh, I'd forgotten that. That's a bit harsh on the old banana. Backhand down the line from Rybakina, forehand, cross court from Svitolina. Now she's on her backhand. In comes Rybakina. Svitolina tries to pass her but goes wide, and it's a hold.
It really was one that I remember thinking, that's tremendous. The quote, "I think bananas are a pathetic fruit," which, well, you know, I think that's each to your own. But Andy, not a fan of the banana. It was, not sure, it was certainly in Melbourne. I can't remember exactly what year, but I'll try and find that whilst doing some research.
What prompted that particular attack, I wonder?
You don't agree?
I love a banana. Mm. Banana on toast, particularly nice.
I am sharing with another esteemed member of the press this week accommodation, Simon Cambers, and he was tucking into a banana this morning.
Was he? Trying to get, you know, that wine out of his system, probably. I'm sure it was another big night for him last night. Clip of the tape goes the way. Oh, no, Svitolina's got the ball back. They both come to the net, but Svitolina is stranded. She actually did really well to get to Rybakina's ball after it had clipped the tape, dribbled over, barely bounced up. Svitolina showed a quick turn of pace, got there, shoveled it back over the net, but Rybakina had all the time in the world just to plant it past her.
It was a tape after tape affair on that occasion. Cord from net cord, but again, the nice chip forehand from Rybakina. Well played.
Bishar's got a question for you, Courtney. Again, I'm not sure if, as you do your research into Banana Gate, but he's making reference to an incident last night during the Hubert Hurkacz match. Svitolina Double Faults, and it's Love 30.
So it's interesting that players haven't been able to hold serve so far from this end of the court. Not sure if they're necessarily looking into the sun. It's hard to tell from this angle.
I'm just delighted that I had to look for my sunglasses for the first time this fortnight, this morning.
I dragged mine out. I had them in one bag, and as I was leaving, I thought, actually, it might come in handy today. Actually, grab the hat as well.
Yeah.
Having shaved the scone overnight.
Oh, yeah. Well, I've got some sun cream for you as well, Courtney. Just in case. Right. Backhand reply down the middle of the court from Rybakina, and off forehand from Svitolina. Now she's playing a forehand cross court. Slice forehand from Svitolina. Drops long. Vishal says, good afternoon from India. I have a very serious question. Can two players come together and demand the tournament changes an umpire in the middle of a match? What does the rules say? Because yesterday Hurkacz suddenly said to Grigor Dimitrov, do you want to change her? It was all a little bit disrespectful, to be honest, as the first serve from Svitolina goes into that. Made all the more disrespectful because the decision he was quibbling over was shown to be a correct one from the umpire as well. So she was having a blinder. Backhand now cross court to the backhand side of Rybakina, who goes down the line, sliced on the forehand from Svitolina, cross court on the forehand from Rybakina. She's now going to play a forehand down the line, sliced backhand from Svitolina, but in comes Rybakina. She was in control of that point throughout. She puts away a very straightforward volley at the net, and she's got two more break points to re-establish an advantage in this first set.
She was able to handle the slice a lot better on that occasion. She stayed lower, stayed through the shot on the forehand wing, and then seized the opportunity, as you said. Nice volley, nice put away. I'll get to that question.
Yep. We'll wait for the end of the game. Let's see what Svitolina can do here. The serves come straight back at her. Another backhand down the middle of the court, giving precious little room for Svitolina to create an angle. Then she does find an angle with a brilliant forehand winner up the line.
Just absolutely electric forehand there. Just slightly shorter ball from Rybakina. Svitolina, no hesitation, steps forward. Beautiful control. Lovely technique on her forehand wing. Plenty of topspin. Too good for her rival on that occasion. One break point saved.
Explosive start from Elena Avanasyan on court Suzanne Long then. I'll give you more on that in a moment. But here's Svitolina at 30-40, serving to the forehand, deep return. Now Rybakina's going cross-court on her backhand again. Now she flattens it out down the middle of the court. Now she's playing a forehand cross-court right onto Svitolina's baseline. Then she changes the angle, goes across court on her backhand, wins the point, breaks for a second time. So two breaks to one in Rybakina's favour. And after 17 minutes here on court, Philippe Chatrier, it is the former Wimbledon champion who leads by 3-2 on court. Suzanne Long then, Courtney, Elena Avanasyan has raced into a 4-love lead against the 12th seed from Italy, Jasmine Paolini.
It's really impressive. She was in some trouble, and understandably so, against the very talented Chinese player Zhang Qinwen a couple of days ago. Dropped the first set, but then responded exceptionally well in that third round match against the Australian Open finalist. And I think the Australian Open finalist is a fine clay court player. Paolini's been having a very, very, very good season. The number 12 seed, I believe, here. Mm-hmm. But this is an exceptional start. Dynamic.
Yeah.
To be able to race to that advantage so swiftly and just returns. Again, another magnificent performance. I will get to Fischel's thing, but I might just read you an excerpt from Andy Murray's 2008 autobiography. Now, in 2008, I'm thinking, that seems a little premature for mine.
Very premature.
Nonetheless, it was called Andy Murray Hard Hitting, and it's the photo of it looks like he's
I'm a boy band.
A boy band at the time, and quoting from The Guardian, after this point, we'll...
Yep. First serve goes long from Rybakina. 2008, he barely been on the tour. Long way before winning his first slam that book came out. Backhand reply from Svitolina down the line. Cross court on the backhand from Rybakina. Same shot again with good depth. Now she's playing a inside-in forehand. It's sliced back into play. Shortish ball. Drop shot is reached by Svitolina, but not to the degree that she could elevate the ball back over the net.
Very impressed with the touch from the Kazakh so far. So just quickly, what are you going to get off your chest in your autobiography? Well, if you're Andy Murray, it's bananas. To be honest, I think bananas are a pathetic fruit, writes Britain's angriest sportsman in Hitting Back. They don't look great for a start, they're not straight, and I don't like the black bit at the bottom. I'm more a peaches and plum sort of guy, and apples.
Goodness me, what a revelationary autobiography that was. Well,
Hitting Back.
Yeah, I mean, like, poor Banana didn't get a chance to hit back at that. I wonder if he still thinks... I mean, this will be a random question in his first press conference at Wimbledon, but can you imagine, Andy, do you still think bananas are a pathetic little fruit?
Can you clarify your stance on the banana?
We're back in a 3-2, 30 love, serving out the backhand of Svitolina. Return is long. No. Ari, who, of course, was it this time last week? He played Wawrinka, actually... Was it the Monday night or the Sunday night? So it was a week ago that he went out in the first round of the singles, and Alassie and Dan Evans also went out in the first round of the doubles. Some people thought he might go and play in Surbiton. There's a good 1-2 punch from Rybakina, gives her another hold of serve, and she extends her advantage over Alina Svitolina to 4-2. But he's got a little bit of an injury issue, so he's not playing in Surbiton this week.
A procedure to his back, which you would normally... have done before the clay court season, or during the clay court sort of season, but opted to play at Roland Garros. Perhaps it's his last time here. We don't know for sure, but that might have been the reason why he delayed it, and as a result, missing Surbiton. It's been a tricky period with the ankle injury as well. It's a double fault from Svitolina to start this game, as she's in some trouble here. Her rival has been playing exceptionally well so far. I've been very impressed with Rybakina's touch in this match. It's at a level that I haven't seen for a while.
No, she's looking the part, most definitely. But since, of course, as I say that, she hits a forehand return into the net. Order of play for today after this match. We've got Emma Navarro, very exciting young American, up against Aryna Sabalenka. And actually, I mean, they've only played once, but Navarro leads the head-to-head record. Novak Djokovic not before 4 o'clock local time. How will he have recovered from that very late finish against Lorenzo Musetti? He's up against Francisco Cerúndolo of Argentina, who's attempting to reach the quarterfinals at a slam for the first time. Deep serve, flat forehand return from Rybakina, who then nets as she looks to go down the line off the same wing. Tonight, not before 8:15, I think this could be an absolute belter. Sasha Zverev against Holger Rune. And on Suzanne Longlen after Avanesyan and Paolini. Paolini's got a game finally in that match. Avanesyan's about to serve at 4-1. We've got an Aussie, Alex de Minaur, so I'm sure Courtney will be heading over there to watch some of that. Backhand down the line is a really good shot from Rybakina. Up goes a high ball from Svitolina. Rybakina allows it to bounce and then misses with the smash, although she's not sure about the call. She's come forward to have a look. The umpire was about to get down off his chair to go and have a look, but I think they've worked it out between themselves.
40-15. Impressive response. She didn't miss by far, but she certainly gave it an almighty whack, Marcus.
She really did. He has got the power. She's returned that straight back at Svitolina, who got herself into a little bit of a tangle and slices a forehand into the net. So 2-4, 40-30, just to complete the Suzanne Longlen lineup. De Minaur against Daniel Medvedev. Could be a very interesting match.
According to the excitement meter, 61%.
Is that all?
Well, I find that a little surprising, but nonetheless, they've had some great battles in the past.
Yeah. What is the head-to-head record in their battles? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yes, it's 6-2 to Medvedev, but 2-2 in the last four outings. As this point unfolds.
Yeah. Rybakina's come forward, but her approach shot has gone long. Svitolina indicates the mark. This time, Cardenuna, the umpire, is coming down to have a look. Svitolina's not waiting for him to make his decision because she's already walked back to her chair. And she won't have to return from there because Cardenuna agrees. Talk about being confident about a decision.
She was absolutely certain. And to be fair, it did look long from the naked eye. 6-2 to Medvedev. 2-2 in the last four. De Minaur got the better of him in Masters Series events at Bercy, not too far away from here, and also in Canada last year. Medvedev in a fourth round encounter at US Open last September, in which both players described it as the most brutal conditions I've ever played in, and I was sitting courtside, and it was one of those days where the heat was shimmering in the sky. It was brutal, and Dim and I had won the first set and looked in a good position. Medvedev sort of fought and held his ground in the second, and then ran away with the match in the last two sets. And he did say at the time, he said, Medvedev, the great quote, he said, he felt like he was absolutely gone. And then he looked up the other end and he thought that Alex Dimonov, who's renowned for his fitness, wow, he looks even more tired than me, and said, I've just got to hold on here. But they were both absolutely wrecked afterwards. So I think today, certainly a bit warmer in Paris, but and a clay court, which they've never played on clay. I'll be fascinated to see what unfolds.
Yeah. Well, the heat in New York can be so oppressive, those humid, belting hot days, and you've got to run around for 4 or 5 hours with all the bedlam surrounding you too. It's special, but it's demanding. It is survival of the fittest. So here's Rybakina now, serving still with the break advantage in this first set at 4-3. Forehand return from Svitolina. In comes Rybakina with a deep volley, and the passing attempt is not successful from Svitolina. The first time around, Rybakina got the volley into court, but Svitolina haired in and was able to steer a backhand past her tall opponent.
That was exceptional play from both women on that occasion. I thought Rybakina did remarkably well at the net to be able to make a couple of those volleys, because the passing shot attempts were quality from Svitolina, but then to be able to control that backhand chip, superb.
Isha, I promise we'll come to your question shortly. Just to finally conclude that Court Suzanne Longlin lineup, Varvara Krejcová against Mira Andreeva, still only 17, but playing some wonderful tennis as Rybakina double faults. And then last, but by no means least, as far as the singles there is concerned, Taylor Fritz against Casper Ruud, and so many big names playing doubles. And we've got British interest with Joe Salisbury and Rajiv Ram up against Grégoire Barrère and Luca Puy. And Ram and Salisbury have taken the first set 6-3. Barrère and Puy put pay to Jamie Murray in the first round of the doubles. Rybakina serves to the backhand of Svitolina, and then she plays a lofted forehand to the forehand corner of the Ukrainian. Forehand to forehand at the moment. Good depth as well from both players. Flattened out a little bit by Rybakina to the backhand side of Svitolina. And then another deep forehand. It's pushed back with no pace by Svitolina. She's there again. In comes Rybakina. Svitolina's trying to pass her down the line, but not succeeding.
It's a fascinating battle that we're seeing on this fantastic court, Marcus. The power, the easy leverage and swing of Rybakina. She can just create prodigious pace with her ground strokes, but Svitolina defending grimly, moves so well behind the court.
Forehand return is into the net. Really good first serve, 187 kilometres an hour from Rybakina. So 4-3 and 30 all. Chetrier starting to fill up a little bit. As Courtney was saying, some bare flesh is visible for the first time at these championships. Forehand cross court from Rybakina. So much power. Now she comes in behind that. Oh, that's sloppy. That is so sloppy. And it's not the first time she's missed a relatively easy put away with her opponent totally out of position.
And in part, it's because she is a little flatter off the ground. No topspin there to actually help that one dip into the court. Flattened through it. Pushed it wide.
And it gives Svitolina a chance to break back for the second time in this set at 30-40. Her serve is long. We feel as though Svitolina has been largely under the cosh, and yet she could be back on terms in just a moment. The second serve to the backhand of Svitolina returns down the middle of the court. Now she's playing a forehand to the forehand corner of Rybakina, who goes across court. High ball from Svitolina. Rybakina's watching it. It's quite deep. She lets it bounce. Then she plays the off forehand. Backhand cross court from Svitolina. And the same shot again. Both players going across court on their respective backhands. Good angle, though, from Rybakina. Eventually leads to the error and saves the break back point.
Really good patience there from Rybakina, because the defence from Svitolina was superb. She was pressed very deep. The moon ball, effectively, the shot that rose towards the moon and then dropped in, bought her some time to get back in the point, but Rybakina didn't try and overplay on that occasion and came up with the goods.
And now Rybakina is hammering a plus one forehand down the line. Good serve set up that opportunity for the 1-2 punch. Max, the Earl of Barnes, has given us another little stat. Says for the 11th year in a row, there's going to be a first-time Grand Slam quarterfinalist in the women's singles at Roland Garros. Ace from Rybakina. Really good response, having faced the break back point. She holds, and after half an hour, Elena Svitolina is going to serve to stay in the first set.
And, what we're seeing on the court in terms of the power from Rybakina, but also the occasional error, and Svitolina on the back foot is being told by the statistical breakdown as well. Rybakina has hit 11 winners so far for the match, 6 from the forehand wing, but made 10 unforced errors from that wing. Svitolina, only the couple of winners, one off both wing, but 9 forced errors. So the pace of shot from the Kazakh star is troubling. Kazakh star is troubling Svitolina.
Well, she has just hit another winner off her backhand. So, first point of the ninth game goes her way. Kazakhstan against Ukraine in Paris. That's a really good serve, swinging away down the middle of the court. We know that Rybakina is tall, she's angular, she's got a great reach, but even at full stretch, she couldn't control that one.
Yeah, and lovely rebuttal from Svitolina there.
And there's another good serve. The forehand return across court is wide. You heard the call. Jasmine Paolini fighting back on Suzanne Longlin, having been 4 love down. I say fighting back, she recovered to 2-4, but now she's at 15-40 on her serve. Rybakina with the off forehand return, now playing a backhand to the forehand side of Svitolina. Slice on the backhand from Rybakina right onto the line. Now she goes across court. The slice this time from Svitolina, but from the moment she made contact, I think she knew, we all knew that she hadn't got that right.
You could hear the ooh from the crowd on that occasion. It's always great when the crowd's involved. You can hear, quite often it tells you the path of a point or who the winner is before the score has been announced.
And although they can be quite vocal at times, which I think is great, they're a very intelligent bunch. They know their tennis in this part of the world. It's a hugely popular sport, of course. Ace down the middle from Svitolina, so she does hold on. Her second ace of the contest, which matches the total for Rybakina. But in a moment, she, Rybakina, will serve for the set of 5-4.
Now, I have an answer of sorts for Vishal. Admittedly, I've done some scrambling trying to find the 2024 ATP Tour rule book. I didn't quite have that in my kit bag today. But going back a couple of years ago, the supervisor of an ATP tournament is allowed to remove the rule book, but not the player. So effectively, in all ATP Tour and ATP Challenger Tour tournaments, the supervisor shall direct, supervise, instruct, and evaluate the referee. It sounds like a job review for mine. Mm. Chief of umpires and all on-court officials, including the authority to remove a chair umpire and or remove, rotate, and replace any line umpire or net judge when necessary to improve the officiating of a match. The chair umpire has the right to remove a line umpire as well. But it would be exceptionally rare, and certainly last night there was no case for it.
No.
In fact, I could not imagine a situation where there would be a case for it. The other factor is Dimitrov was certainly not interested in any way, shape or form. He didn't know what the fuss was.
He was bemused, wasn't he?
He's playing very, very well, Grigor.
Right, here's Rybakina serving for the first set and hammering away a forehand right onto the line with her plus one shot. With these beautiful shadows over the court, this is what it's meant to look like. It's taken a while.
It's just a lovely late morning here.
Just missing there, Rybakina, she looked to go wide of the Svitolina backhand with her first serve. You pigeons are sort of making the most of these conditions and fluttering here, there and everywhere. Second serve again to the backhand. It was a high kicker and there's a high return from Svitolina. Forehand is flattened out by Rybakina. Does the same thing again. Several flat forehands. Then Rybakina with a backhand down the middle of the court. She goes cross court to the backhand of Svitolina, who responds with a little bit of a net court. Then a whipping forehand from Svitolina leads to the error off Rybakina's forehand side.
Absolutely no control on the forehand wing on that occasion. Svitolina mixing the spins, some slice, some topspin. The depth of shot was very good, and Rabakina really trying to rifle that forehand, not able to control it.
5-4, 15-all, first serve into the net. Vishal, hope you were happy with that answer. By the way, Vishal's also come back and said his favourite fruit is a pear. We're going to do an unofficial survey to find out which fruit you, our beloved listeners, like the most. So do get in touch. Just a one-word response is all we need as a short ball is hammered away by Rybakina.
Lovely construction of that point. She moves to within a couple of points of claiming what's been a really interesting first set.
Vishal says the pear is very good for gut health, which of course is very important, so thank you. The Earl of Barnes, our stats man's come back with some more information, has almost an ace down the middle. I know the Earl of Barnes a little bit. I don't suppose he's ever had a piece of fruit in his life. Second serve, shortish, backhand reply from Svitolina, and then the forehand's long again, just a little bit erratic at times, and you've explained why that is, Courtney, but it keeps Svitolina, I'm sure, feeling she's got a chance.
Oh, without doubt, and if she can throw her off her game a little bit, just disrupt her rhythm, the errors will fly.
30-all. Out wide. Max actually's come up with an interesting question, which again, I'm not sure if you'll know the answer to. Rybakina, well, I'll come back to that after this. Backhand reply now from Svitolina. Down the line on the backhand side from Rybakina. Really good defense from Svitolina to keep this point going. Then a forehand cross court. Then she goes down the line, just misses. Good effort there from Svitolina, initially to stay in the point, then to ask a couple of questions, and she fancied her chances going down the line. She misses, and that brings up a first set point.
You heard the cry of anguish from Svitolina after she missed on that occasion.
36 minutes on the clock. Rybakina serves to the backhand. The return is long. And Elena Rybakina, having made a few errors for reasons that we have explained, but also looked very dangerous on a number of occasions, has the advantage. She takes the first set by 6-4 on one of Max's stats. I can find it again somewhere. Yeah, it is. Svitolina has never beaten a top 10 player from a set down at a Grand Slam, 0-8 prior to today, so she has her work cut out.
But she does have a chance to make a mark in terms of that history as well, create a special day for herself here, but certainly a challenge. Chris has written in to say that carrying on from Andy Murray's offensive fruit, I think that cherries can be dangerous. The stone in the middle should be regarded as an offensive weapon. Stay so in every bag.
Oh, dear.
Now, I must say that having polished off half of the cherries that Marcus bought in the other day, I'm certainly a fan of them. I'm okay. I can take the danger out of the situation.
Well, I think that's a little bit of an excessive. I mean, poor old bananas and cherries are coming in for it today. Where's your vote going on the fruit front? Mine's for the blackberry. I just love a blackberry.
Oh, wow, I was about to say the same. I am a blackberry fan, and just looking at some staring me in the face here.
Go for it.
They are superb. They are yours. You bought them
yes,
today.
Yes, they are. They're fresh, I promise you. You will not join Antoine in hospital if you have one of those. So blackberries are the early leaders. But get in touch at @radio_RG, @radio_RG. You can email us frenchopenradio@fft.fr. Courtney's giving me the thumbs up after having that one. We've got blackberries and pineapples in the booth today, but we just want to know, with the strawberry issues that we've had and various other fruits. I mean, the strawberries have been cleared up now after the violent act from Courtney at the start of the first set. But just tweet us or email us. Just say what fruit you like the most.
Poor Stefan's had to go actually for treatment after getting down on his hands and knees. He may well have hurt his back in the process. So banged his head on the desk on the way back up.
Yeah.
It's been an eventful morning so far in the broadcast booth.
Well, I mean, so he's going to have treatment on a head injury in the hospital across the road. Antoine's still having his stomach pumped after the strawberry sandwich. And we're just going to send you in for an evaluation because of all these strange things you've got up to with soap, sanitizers, flooding hotels, and now destroying commentary booths. 15 love, first game of the second set. Backhand returns into the net from Rybakina. Jasmine Paolini is serving to stay in the first set on court. Suzanne Longlen at 3-5, 15 all. Rajiv Ram and Joe Salisbury have taken the first set against Barrère and Puy of France by 6-3, and they're already a break up in the second as well. Backhand flat from Svitolina. She's there again, going to the forehand side of Rybakina. Cross court from Svitolina, but that was a little too exuberant from the Ukrainian. The question that Max has posed says that Rybakina represents Kazakhstan but was born in Moscow. Does this mean they won't shake hands at the end? Because Svitolina has a policy of not shaking hands with Russians or Belarusians.
It's a good question and one that I can't answer at the moment. I cannot remember what they've done when they've clashed previously. We will find an answer, though.
We will.
At some stage in the next hour or 90 minutes.
Yeah. It could be even quicker if Svitolina keeps double-faulting, which she's just done there. It's her third double-fault of the match already. So, first game of the second set, 30-all. Pauses for a moment and then serves to the forehand of Svitolina. Rybakina, I beg your pardon. Rybakina's now got a flat ball to the forehand side of Svitolina. Forehand to forehand again. And then into the net from Svitolina off that wing. And here's a break opportunity right at the start of the second set, which would be a complete replica of what happened at the start of the match if Rybakina does get the break.
And we hear the crowd getting involved. I think they're loving this atmosphere here.
Forehand return low and down the middle of the court from Rybakina. Now she goes deeper to the forehand of Svitolina. They're testing each other out with their forehands across court. The angle's changed. Up goes a high backhand from Svitolina. Rybakina will let it wait. Here comes the smash. Straight back at Svitolina. But she can't defend it. The smash was straight at her. And she steered her backhand into the alley. And Elena Rybakina has started the second set, Courtney, exactly as she started the first by breaking her opponent.
What she might need to do with the change of ends, as both players stand, it's a quick change of ends, is to tuck into a tasty papaya, which is Rob's favourite fruit. I must say that when in New York for the US Open, I don't think the chains exist anymore, but the Papaya King, they used to do these tremendous juices made from papaya juice. We have Michaela has written to say a fresh Thai mango, and I'm very much a fan of mangoes as well. The tropics of Australia, far north Queensland, Darwin and etc., they are delicious when they're in season.
I'm writing all these down and I shall pass it on to the next commentary team so that by the end of the evening we will have an exhaustive survey and a favourite fruit of the Radio Roland Garros listeners, which I will endeavour to go out and buy tomorrow. That's a good serve from Rybakina. Return is not coming back.
She's been very impressive so far for mine. As I said, I was very excited to see how she'd handle this occasion and the challenge, and I think she's demonstrated perhaps why she is the Empress's pick for the title.
Yep, it looks as though Sophie Amiak's choice is really going to struggle to stay in here. We could lose our first, I think it'll be the first pick to be proved wrong. That's got a bit of zip off it, though, from Svitolina. And if we were playing cricket, Rybakina would have been caught either by a very exuberant wicketkeeper or certainly by first slip then.
Just got the edge to it and it flew.
30-15, serving at one love. Serving an ace out wide to the Svitolina backhand at 177 kilometres an hour. Apricots have got a vote from Beth. She says, especially wonderful, luscious, sweet, with a little tartness. And Beth is in New Zealand, so hello to you, Beth. Apricots are added to the list. Backhand return from Svitolina, deep to the backhand of Rybakina, who's now sliding on her forehand. Oh, that was such a great slide, and then a low, flat forehand that forces the error from Svitolina and gives Rybakina consolidation of the early break. She's 2-love up.
It travelled like a bullet, that forehand. The pace of the shot really troubled Svitolina. She was handcuffed, not able to find enough space with her feet to come up over the ball. A really lovely shot again from Rybakina, who is now a set and the break up.
Yep, she's looking really good, as she has for most of the fortnight, and she's having a little bit of good fortune as well as she comes in and plays a soft forehand volley. It clips the top of the tape, and that tape's been used a lot today and just dribbled over onto Svitolina's side of the court.
It has come into play regularly. You wonder if it's a little warmer. Maybe just when the ball's clipping it, a little less tight.
It's interesting, actually. I went out to watch a couple of the juniors yesterday. We've had the discussion last week, Courtney, about whether they should get rid of the net cord on the serve. And the juniors are playing that rule, and it's not causing a problem for them, really. So I just don't understand why it's not brought into the game. Oh, that's a beautiful backhand winner from Elena Rybakina.
I had a chat with a coach last night over a cool ale before I headed back to work. And
just the one cool ale?
Just the one cool ale.
Not like you?
One and a half, actually.
Moving in the right direction. Get there eventually.
Back to work after that, unfortunately. Beautiful serve down the middle from Svitolina. And the ATP players, you know, a couple of them are surveying some of their members, I'm told, just to see what should or shouldn't be done. And they have considered that. They're not so sure how much time it would actually save in a match. That's the only thing. We don't see it that often, so it might only be a matter of 30 seconds, realistically. I think one that will be looked at and perhaps introduced is the time between the first and second serves.
Yeah.
I think that's one that could have a decent difference, perhaps a 5 to 10 minute difference in terms of a match. Would also take out, I suppose, some of the stalling or some of the sportsmanship as such that can be used. The ball toss, Marcus.
Mm. As we watch Rybakina, who's at 30-all now on the Svitolina serve, playing a backhand cross court. Oh, I thought that caught the line. Rybakina has a quick look, but she's going to accept the call. So Svitolina has a chance to get on the board again. This second set actually unravelling rather light the first at the moment, where Rybakina had an early break and Svitolina hit back. Let's see if she can do that again. First, she's got a hold. That's a good serve, and the return is wide. Svitolina is on the board.
It's a rapid-fire match. It's not quite like the Sviantek loving 40 minutes yesterday with the loss of just 10 points against Potapova. But we are only 47 minutes into this fourth-round match.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11 a.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Ready, we have 13 games played, so players progressing pretty quick. They're not extended rallies here, and I think that probably favours Rybakina, who really is first strike tennis. She sees it, she clubs it. Some effective play. Carla has a note for us. Peaches, have we had a vote for Peaches? Carla's writing from Indiana.
Peaches come onto the list. Good shout. Nothing like a good...
Apricots like have got two. They surge to the front.
I mean, joint leaders with Blackberries. I didn't see Apricots starting quite like this.
That's with Chris from Christine from York. Thank you, Christine. Mariana has written in from Greece. Thanks again for listening. Tsitsipas was outstanding yesterday after the difficult position he found himself in the second set against Mario Analdi. She writes to say, good morning, Marcus and Courtney. Favourite fruit, strawberries and all berries, especially on top of a pavlova. And I am absolutely a pavlova man as well.
Yeah.
I'm amazed at how much abuse poor bananas and cherries are getting, though. Oh, it's a partly cloudy 27 degrees in Corfu today.
She hasn't got a full sun today. Mariana, my heart bleeds for you. We've got that sun here instead. And Rybakina comes in with a visor on to protect her eyes from the sun and angles away a very neat forehand volley to take the first point of this fourth game in the second set. She's serving with a break 2 6-1 in front, having taken the opening set against Elena Svitolina by 6-4. You're listening to Radio Roland Garros. I'm Marcus Buckland in the company of Courtney Walsh. We're watching the first match of the day on court, Philippe Chatrier, and it's another really well-executed point by Rybakina, who takes Svitolina out wide and then makes full use of the available court that was left to her.
And make sure you can write to Twitter at @radio_RG or X. Email us at FrenchOpenRadio@fft.fr. Tell us your favourite fruit, the one you despise. But also give us some insights and perhaps tell us of the match that you want to see today. Where does it rate on the excitement meter for you?
Yes, this excitement meter. I want to find a bit more about how they can come up with a really accurate percentage. I mean, they're saying this was going to be 100%. Might prove to be a little exaggeration, and yet they're suggesting that the match between Dimonor and Medvedev is only going to be a 61% belter. Yeah, I think they may need to just tweak one or two of their
metrics.
Analytical metrics, yes, exactly. Backhand return from Svitolina is wide. Rybakina holds to love and extends her lead to 3-1 in the second set.
Vic has written from, from Scotland. Raspberries for sure. When she moved to Scotland from Ireland, she was pleased to find they're grown and eaten in larger numbers. So a plentiful winning season and traditional dessert. Now, this is an interesting one. I don't know what this is. Crenachan?
I beg your pardon. Bless you.
Crenachan?
Is that a fruit?
I don't know.
Backhand to backhand here, by the way. Really crisp set of strikes. And now the forehand drop shot from Rybakina. Svitolina gets there, but that long stretch from Rybakina allows her to put the forehand volley into the open court for the winner.
Again, the superb touch of Rybakina. She's executing with the drop shot extremely well. Mindful that Svitolina is such a great defender and, you know, works really well behind the baseline, moves from side to side so well. Perhaps has identified a little weakness in terms of she's so far back that there's a chance to win some points, and that was great coverage at the net as well.
1-3, love 15. Ace Svitolina out wide to the Rybakina backhand.
It might be Crenachan. Either way, it's spelled Crenachan. Crenachan.
Oh, wow.
Please let us know what that dessert entails, Vic, from Ireland, from Scotland via Ireland.
Yeah. And the winner for Rybakina takes her to 15-30. Talking of winners, Alina Avanesyan has taken the first set on court Suzanne Longland by 6-4 against the number 12 seed Jasmine Paolini as the return from Rybakina goes into the net.
She did well there because she did hold a set point at 5-2 that went begging. The Italian was working her way back in after a slow start, dropped the first four games, tightened up a little bit. Interesting to see what unfolds in the second set out on court, Susan Longlong.
Backhand return from Rybakina, who plays now another backhand to the same wing of Svitolina, and she has netted, and this is real danger now because she's facing another break point to go a double breakdown in the second set. Rajiv Ram and Joe Salisbury are still a break up against Grégoire Barrère and Luca Puy on Simone Macha, having won the first set by 6-3. But here's Svitolina, 1-3, 30-40. Misses with the first serve, looking to go wide to Rybakina's backhand. Second serve, same angle. The return is deep to the backhand corner of Svitolina. Now she's going to play a lofted forehand mid-court ball, but Rybakina lets it bounce, doesn't put much pace on it herself. Another very high ball from Svitolina. This one's going to be smashed, but straight back at the player by Rybakina. She gets another chance, though. She angles the forehand across court. She's got the double break, and after just 53 minutes, it looks very much, Courtney Walsh, as though Elena Rybakina is poised to book her place in the next round.
The domination in terms of her court positioning, the cleanliness of her ball striking, her ability at the net, she's just displaying why she's such a good, strong player. And the consistency that you talked about this year, making those finals, winning those titles, winning that major at Wimbledon a couple of years ago, we're seeing all the tools that she has at her disposal on display here today. It's been a really impressive performance. Still has to close it out, but with two service breaks, a fantastic performance from her so far. The sun's out and she's reveling in it.
She most certainly is. Assuming she does win this match, she will play the winner of the contest on Suzanne Longlen, the one in which Alina Avanesyan has taken the first set. So actually, of the two matches, we've got two Alinas and an Elena playing, and a Jasmine. Popular names.
Absolutely.
Elena. Yeah.
Faye, perhaps a query from Max before. Faye says she remembers Marta Kostyuk shaking hands with Rabakina in Stuttgart, as she's a Kazakh by nationality. I assume that's the reason. And favourite fruit? Mango.
Mango. Gets another one.
Surge.
Okay, yeah. So here we are with Rabakina serving at 4-1. But just being forced to stretch on her forehand wing there, and she could do nothing about that. So a little bit of hope early in this next game. Hang on. Oh, there's Mango. Yeah, they become joint leaders. And we'll add another one to the list. Didi has been in touch. Says it's cold on the east coast of South Africa. Guavas. Guavas are only available for a short period of time. But she loves them when they do come out. In comes Rabakina. Clever, though, from Svitolina. She saw her tall opponent coming forward. She angled a low ball just across the net, and Rabakina couldn't dig out the half volley.
A lovely control with the wrists on that backhand. Just able to roll up over the top of it. Didn't have to be at great pace. Found the awkward position. It was because she was out of position herself, Svitolina. It was a really delightfully controlled shot.
Love 30. How well do you know Bendigo in Victoria, Australia?
That's a good question, Marcus. It's my arch rival. Well, my hometown's arch rival.
Oh, hang on. More on that in a moment. Off backhand return from Svitolina. Now she's going across court to the backhand of Rabakina. Backhand to backhand. Slice now from Rabakina. Little drop shot from Svitolina. In comes Rabakina trying to pass Svitolina down the line. She fails. And here are three break points to get one of the breaks back for Alina Svitolina.
And perhaps just trying to do something different, with the score flashing away, her hopes of a quarterfinal appearance flashing away. Nice to see her come into the net there. She does need to try and disrupt the rhythm from Rabakina, because we've seen her just power in winners in this second set from the baseline and also from the net.
4-1, love 40 from the president's box end. A first serve, well, it looked long, but there's no call. Play continues, and a brilliant off forehand winner from Svitolina gives her one of the breaks back to love, and maybe there's life in the Ukrainian yet.
What a wonderful off forehand that was. That one zoomed through the court. No chance for Rabakina to get near that. That's her, I think, third forehand winner for the match, second from the set from Svitolina. We're nearing an hour on the clock, setting a break down now. Bendigo, and that's from, yes, well, she's seen the response.
Yeah.
Lisa has responded to say he must be from Ballarat, and this is true. So I am from Ballarat, and Ballarat and Bendigo are about an hour away, both initially gold mining towns in the state of Victoria, about an hour to 90 minutes to an hour and 45-minute drive from Melbourne.
Right. Okay, so you and Lisa would not get on. Forehand to forehand, no response from Courtney, that's a given. I don't speak to anybody from Bendigo, says the Ballarat boy.
Begrudgingly, no, it's actually a beautiful town. Both towns, because they were, you know, initially gold mining towns, and then have become very vibrant cities in the, the centre of Victoria, but they have a beautiful architecture dating back to sort of the 1850s or so. Nothing like Europe, but in Australia, certainly some of the older buildings are magnificent sort of towns to visit if you're ever in Melbourne, because there is much on offer. But she says It's 8 p.m. and chilly, 6 degrees Celsius outside in Bendigo, so that will mean it's about 2 degrees Celsius outside in Ballarat, because Ballarat is the coldest place in the world. Mm. Well, so it feels when you're growing up there. Not quite the same case when you travel a little bit.
A few other places you might find to make you a bit colder. There's an ace from Svitolina down the middle. She lost the first point of this game, won the second. You'll be able to tell when she wins points because the crowd are really getting behind her at this stage, partly because they won a good match and also, of course, because she and Gael Monfils have been an item for some time now and have a child as well. That's a really good serve to the backhand of Rybakina. 3 points in a row. She has now won 7 of the last 8 points. And having been down and out, a double breakdown in this second set, it looks as though in a moment she'll sit down at 4-3, still with the one break to deal with, but with the wind in her sails, just missing with that first serve. Well, Lisa, in Bendigo, is going for mandarins.
Oh, yes.
She also wants to give a vote for cherries. You can only have one, so I'm going to go with your first answer, which was mandarin. Deep from Rybakina, then cross-court from Rybakina, slice back into play. Really, really good defending from Svitolina, and she's rewarded with a miss hit long from Rybakina. It's 2 games in a row. Now then, is this just a little revival to no avail late on, or a serious comeback, would you suggest, Courtney Walsh?
I'm hoping for the latter. I do hope we see an absolute classic, a 100% on the excitement meter unfold here today. And that was a impressive show of resilience, because the way this round of 16 match was going, it was all one-way traffic for a period at the start of the second set. But nice response so far. She does still trail a service break, but good to see her fighting. And not surprisingly, because she is a player with great resolve, Svitolina. Dysenka has written from Melbourne, speaking of the capital of Victoria, to say a vote for raspberries for her.
There's a picture now. Marion berries. This is from Scott, who says Marion berries are the best. Hopefully they're available in France. He sent a picture. I've got to say, a Marion berry looks very much like a blackberry to me.
I would have thought that was a blackberry, but if indeed, I'll be intrigued to try out a Marion berry.
To find out if we can get hold of some Marion berries, if indeed the Marion berry wins this competition, whichever fruit comes out on top will be brought into the commentary booth tomorrow and served up to Antoine as he continues his recovery from eating that slightly suspect strawberry sandwich yesterday with 10-day-old bread.
Good job trying to find a mango when it comes surging home later on, Marcus.
Yeah, I kind of hope mangoes. There's a few on this list that I hope don't end up winning. It's also a very bizarre picture of a tomato, which I don't... Tomatoes aren't... Are they fruit?
Yes.
They are? Okay, right. Oh, that's a beautiful forehand from Rybakina on the run, up the line. First point of the eighth game. I've lost the picture now. Let me see if I can find it again. Did you see that tomato?
Social media, are we talking?
I don't know whether it was a tweet or an email, but a bizarre looking picture of basically tomatoes with faces.
Right. No, that seems somewhat disturbing. I need to sleep. I haven't slept too much in the last few nights due to work demands, and I'm a little concerned about what might unfold if I see it today.
I thought it was a scene from a horror film for a moment. Forehand winner from Svitolina. Beautiful. She leant into that one.
No horror in that shot unless you're Rybakina, because that one went whizzing by her. Lovely shot making to start. Two powerful forehands from both women from behind the baseline, both directed to the backhand wing, but both far, far too good.
I'm showing Courtney the picture of these killer tomatoes.
Oh, Richard, it's from Richard. He's a regular correspondent, and he's just rattled me.
Yeah, apparently the Preston forecasting tomato. Forehand cross-court low from Rybakina. Now she goes on to the backhand. That's too much for Svitolina, who's found an extra gear in the past few minutes, but even she couldn't do anything about that as she was pushed and pulled across her baseline, and Rybakina goes to 4-3, 30-15. Terrifying-looking tomatoes with sort of manic eyes and the most horrendous-looking grin with... You know, it looks like mouldy teeth. It's something you would see at, you know, some B-list horror movie. Backhand return into the net from Svitolina.
Not for the faint-hearted, this job, Marcus.
I mean, I'm running out of space now for all these different votes we're getting. Tomatoes there. Back in the serves to the forehand. Svitolina misses the return, trying to go down the line. It's a hold. Rebecca holding her nerve, having lost a couple of games in a row. And now Svitolina must do exactly that and hold her serve to stay in the match at 3-5 in the second set. Jasmine Paolini has held onto her serve at the start of the second set on court Suzanne Longlen, where Elina Avanasyan won the first by 6-4. And Rajiv Ram and Joe Salisbury are closing in on victory against Grégoire Barrère and Luca Puy, because the French players are serving to stay in the match at 3-5 in the second set. Svitolina begins this